This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war. We are entering an era of an extreme generation gap, a period where those younger than 39 are looking to redefine the future of the United States and indirectly the world, based on an upbringing that has been largely void of teachings of morals, values, and faith. Tech and New Age spirituality have been hailed for this group as the savior and next great step for humankind. But the future of humanity will not be built on the innovations of technologies or New Age mysticisms. The future of humanity will only be assured through a complete and relentless existence built around accountability. We must develop a state of mind that true accountability is respected, assuring that no matter the issue, we hold ourselves answerable to and responsible for actions and decisions we make, as well as the resulting consequences. Welcome to the Bards of War podcast. My name is Scott Kesterson. I am the director and producer of the war documentary, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything. And you are listening to episode 21, The Age of Accountability. Before I get started, I want to talk to you about nationalism. Our soldiers put their lives on the line every day to protect the values of the nation and its citizens. Seldom do we have the opportunity to see these values shared with equal courage and conviction by our most loyal allies. The documentary film Bards of War, Fighting is Everything is a powerful story of the soldiers of Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry fighting against the Taliban to root out their criminal, drug, and human trafficking networks in southern Afghanistan. The film takes the viewer into the world of the warrior's ethos of conviction, ruthlessness, and righteousness, and the soldier's commitment to the values that put a nation and its citizens ahead of themselves. You can buy the digital download of Bards of War, Fighting is Everything at bardsofwarfilm.com. That's bardsofwarfilm.com. And with your purchase, you will be supporting the independent content creations of Bards of War on social media and for future projects. Thank you for your support. Now let's get back to the podcast. Republican pollster Bill McInturff and Democrat pollster Jeff Horwitt conducted a survey that reflects the new and emerging class of Americans, comparing the younger group with the older. Their demographic breakdown was 18 to 35 and 39 and older. Among people 55 and older, nearly 80% said patriotism was very important, compared with 42% of those aged 18 to 38. The millennial generation and older members of Generation Z were of the groups where patriotism was of least importance. More concerning, two-thirds of the older age group cited religion as very important, compared with fewer than one-third of the younger group. McInturff stated, "There is an emerging America where issues like children, religion, and patriotism are far less important. And in America, it's the emerging generation that calls the shots about where the country is headed. The older generation had the responsibility of educating and bringing up youth in an environment that ensured the future. What we're going to become ultimately rests on the shoulders of the parents of the younger generation. It's a concerning view of the future of America where faith has fallen so low, tied to patriotism, that the importance of the founding documents, what this country was built on, the sacrifices that have been made, are not valued by the generation that will ultimately take the lead to lead the country to its future. My generation, our generation, that 55 and older generation, are ultimately accountable for the fact that the younger generation lacks the visions, the understanding of what our founding fathers built. To be very blunt, our generation got swept up with the technologies, enamored with the gimmicks and gadgets, and passed them along to the kids to let them explore and play. We didn't pay attention to what was really going on. How many times have we seen parents simply turn their kids over to the video game and letting the video game supplement as a babysitter, not even knowing what's inside the game? Exposure to violence, exposure to compromised morals and values, that became the education and has become the education center for so many, and that's just one example. All of this reflects on our value of faith, and it makes me reflect on Psalm 10:13, Why has the wicked spurned God? He has said to himself, you will not require it. But we're all accountable. And we're accountable for everything that we do and everything that we say. Matthew 12:36. But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for in the day of judgment. The problem with where we are right now is we have a generation that's upcoming that doesn't embrace accountability, because accountability ultimately is rooted in morals, ethics, and faith. This is a generation that we're seeing around us in this political environment that will use all means and all ends to achieve what they want. The concept of right or wrong has almost been erased. It's a generation that embraces the ideas of socialism because so many actually believe that socialism and social media are similar or the same. It's a generation that hasn't been taught the Constitution. It's a generation that hasn't been taught governance, rule of law. It's a generation that hasn't been taught the values and importance of faith. I mentioned this on a previous program. If we really want to see how void faith is with this group, simply look at Trump derangement syndrome, what we call TDS, and watch what happens and has happened since those that so believed in Hillary Clinton and their previous messiah, Hussein Obama, when that was removed, their collapse in the world was unprecedented. They had no moral foundation. We have a responsibility to become the missionaries of faith, of morals, and values. Some have argued, and perhaps rightfully so, that the millennial generation is ultimately a lost generation, that generation is beyond saving. I don't know that that's totally true, but I can say this, that to reach that generation is not going to happen by tweeting, texting, or finding some indirect way to engage. The age of accountability falls on us. I say us, that group of people as patriots that value what our founding fathers sacrificed and built as a vision for future generations. In an age when Google can erase a word from existence, completely change the perception of reality, this generation doesn't have a value in what a paper document with hand signatures means. It's a digital world. You create it, you erase it. You build it, it vanishes. The idea of having a Declaration of Independence with signatures or a constitution as a real paper document and what that means, the value of that, that perspective has been lost in the digital age. The difference between an ebook and a real book, the difference between scrolling pages with your swipe of your finger and picking up and turning a page with your fingers. The experience is completely different. The learning is completely different. There are studies that show right now that one of the contributors to stress, lack of focus, etc., in this new generation is the lack of contact of learning through paper books and paper texts. Because learning is more than just looking at words on a screen, that there's a tactile experience that we have to have as human beings to read a word, to touch the page, and to turn the page, because that experience reinforces in the conscious and the subconscious. It's the difference between real film and digital. My film is shot digitally. The workflows are fast, they're easy, they're what we call non-destructive workflows. No matter what you do in editing, you can always go back and find what you did. But I have done old style editing as well with real film. There is such a more deliberate process because you understand that if you make a mistake, it's final. When you cut that film, it's a definitive act, and you're accountable for the outcome in a very different way than you're accountable from a digital outcome. In a digital film, you do the editing. You don't like it, you go back. You can pull the timeline, which is effectively pulling the footage out as if it never was cut. But in the old way, we literally had strips of film that were hanging above bins. You would count the number of frames down. You cut that. Then whatever you preserved was there. The rest of it was in a dumpster, in a way, and it was often damaged. So you couldn't go back and retrieve it. The actions had definitive consequences. Consequences hold accountability. Sigmund Freud wrote, "Most people do not want freedom because freedom involves responsibility, and most people are frightened by responsibility." I would replace responsibility with the word accountability. One leads to the other, and one supports the other. This generation has learned that by working for big corporations, by working in a digital world, by working in a place where everything is plural, fake, it's virtual, there's literally no accountability. So what does freedom mean? It's a big question. What does it mean? And if you don't have a touch of accountability, How can you understand the importance of freedoms and the sacrifices made to preserve them? We are in a very limited time window where we can influence the younger generation. From the perspective of the awakening and a broadening of awareness, one could argue, rightfully, that we need a shock and awe moment, that we need to snap this generation into an awakening to make them realize what this world is really about. But for all of us in that space of the awakening, to say that, we're not being accountable to ourselves, to our faith, and to what's required as patriots. We're simply waiting for an event to happen in hopes that it will happen to shock this younger generation awake. Instead of us engaging, taking the lead, reaching out to the younger generation, having the conversations that are difficult, and they are difficult, and more importantly, finding the ways to open those doors to conversations. But how many times have you had a door-knocking evangelist come to your door and tell you that if you don't believe in the book, you're going to hell? And how well do you think that sells to this younger generation? Because we all, in one way or another, do it. We don't look at this in terms of mentoring. We look at this in terms of dictation too often. And we don't contextualize the fact that this younger generation doesn't have the foundations we were given. They were put through, by choice of us as a generation, as a collective of all of us, they were allowed to go through a school system, which we turned a blind eye to, that blended their genders, that moved them away from tangible to tech, that introduced concepts of anti-Americanism, that stripped away the teachings of faith. We didn't march in mass and take our kids out. Some of us homeschooled. That was a great option. I did it. But at some point, the kids get put back into school most of the time. And when they do, you're fighting the same nonsense. And a lot of your teachings, even as a homeschooler, were washed away. Accountability is a hard thing. It's a harsh thing. When you truly live with accountability, you are answerable and responsible for your actions and decisions and the consequences of those decisions. And accountability has to begin with us looking inside of ourselves. Faith is the underpinning that built this country. When you take those that went westward from St. Louis and you think about those families who were pursuing a dream, people that were leaving the cities who had never farmed, had put all of their life savings, everything they had, into buying the essentials that they needed. That was the point of departure, was St. Louis, and then headed west. Every community they went to had a small church somewhere. And the church functioned as one of the most important center points, not just to go to church on Sunday, but to survive. It was the importance of understanding that there was a reason to exist greater than yourself. It was to understand the imperfections of man, that we were imperfect, but our striving was always to live better, to be better. That was the faith in God. And it was the pieces of morality and values and ethics that allowed us to coexist with one another, understanding that there was going to be pain and loss and suffering, but it was that power of faith that allowed you to endure and go beyond. And when you strip away faith from a person and you strip away those underpinnings of morality and values and ethics, think about what we become. We become self-centered, any means to achieve the end that you want. And this is the influence that this rising class of Americans has. Where are their mentors? We are their mentors. And we have a responsibility in this age in particular, this time in particular, to reach out to them. I go back to Psalm 10:13. Why has the wicked spurned God? He has said to himself, "You will not require it." That is such an important point, is that you don't think you require it if you never knew you needed it. And that's where we sit. We have to become accountable. And if we truly want to see a transformed America, to truly see Make America Great Again, take your eyes off the deep swamp. Take your eyes off of all the nonsense in the news, the waiting impatiently and wringing your hands of wondering when the classified documents are going to be declassified, when arrests are going to happen or if they're going to happen. And instead, put your gaze on those around you, your peers and those younger. Engage them with respect. Extend a hand. Talk with concern. Hear what they have to say. Listen to how they see the world. And then share with them the stories that are important to you and that you're passionate about. How many times do I read in a comment, in an email, how the things that I'm talking now and I'm sharing with people, they all think I'm crazy and alone. That's not a good thing. I hate to say it. If that's a badge of honor for the awakening, we've got a serious problem. The knowledge one has gained or possesses is a valuable instrument. Back to Matthew 12:36. But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for in the day of judgment. And if you spurn off the youth or spurn off somebody younger because you've started to evangelize about any topic, whatever it is, and they haven't heard you and they've walked away from faith, do you think you're accountable or are they accountable? The answer is both. The age of accountability is on us to create and is on us to lead. It's a time when the words of George S. Patton ring so true. Live for something rather than die for nothing. And if all you're doing is spinning around in your thoughts about anger and things out here that you're upset about, and you're not translating that into a conversation, call it a spiritual conversation, of what your intent is to open that gateway for somebody younger, to let them see you and hear you with respect because you give them respect, building a relationship which you may not agree on all things, but when they get down the road, they will remember that conversation and maybe something you said with respect to them and respectfully to them will awaken within them. We are fighting for the future of America. And if we don't take accountability ourselves and manifest an age of accountability, all that we have put forward, all that has been sacrificed, will be lost. That just can't happen. So thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you like the channel, please hit subscribe, like the episode, and share it on your favorite social media forum. The Bards of War podcast can be found on YouTube and BitChute as Bards of War. You can also join Bards of War on Twitter and gab.com. All of those links are below. Bards of War podcasts are also available on Podbean at www.bardsofwar.fm. That's www.bardsofwar.fm. Remember to check out Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, the war documentary at bardsofwarfilm.com. Buying a copy helps support these podcasts and future film projects. And if you would like to support this channel with a donation, you will find donation links on the sidebar of the Podbean channel or on the donation tab on the main website. All podcasts are written and produced by Scott Kesterson. Opinions expressed are the individual's only. Interpretation of events are the sole rights and opinions of the podcast presenter and guests. Bards of War and Fighting is Everything are trademarks of Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. All work is owned and copyrighted by Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. Thank you again. You have been listening to the Bards of War podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, out for now.